Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Friday Night Baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview, and as always on Fridays, we are joined by the manager, Joe Arolt. Joe, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Your boys have been playing real well lately. Six in a row, pitching staff's been great, and the hitting side of things has gone through a couple of changes, but they've played real well as two.
Yeah, the pitching's been outstanding, starting and relieving. Got a great group of guys. Position players hit by the injury bug there a little bit, and just trying to get by right now.
How impressive has this pitching staff been? It's off to one of the best starts in minor league baseball in the past 20 years, and it seems like every time a guy goes out, it doesn't matter who it is, they're going to go and do well.
Yeah, we knew coming in we got a really good pitching staff, and then you combine that with Will Shearholtz and Paul Moeller working with those guys. They give them the scouting reports, and the pitchers have been going out with plus stuff and executing the plan.
Bradley Blaylock went yesterday. Tyler Wasner goes tonight. What is it like to have those two guys right in the middle of your rotation back to back?
I love it. I mean, our whole starting rotation is really good. I mean, managed both Blaylock and pretty much all these guys last year except for Shook in the starting rotation. But it's always great putting their name in the lineup and watching them go to work.
For those guys who have had their first taste of AA, Wasner, Blaylock, Peterson, how impressive has that growth been from when you managed them last year in Wisconsin to now seeing them and a guy like Blaylock throw 17 shutout innings to start his AA career?
Yeah, they all finished the last season well, and then coming into camp, they all impressed in spring training. So coming in, we had some high expectations, and they're meeting it.
Speaking on the hitting side, how proud are you of this team last night? Eduardo Garcia goes out of the game early. You had nobody left on the bench. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is playing center field. Andy Yerzy was playing first. Noah Campbell was back in on the dirt. They looked really well defensively, and they got the win.
Yeah, it was a wild one, to say the least. But going into a game, knowing what I have, knew that Miller was our only bench guy. Ernesto Martinez played center field for me in Carolina for a few games, but that was the pick. I mean, he's an exciting player. I mean, he gets after it. It was great to see him catch a couple balls out there. And Noah Campbell, he was on base actually when it happened. So when he came in, he actually played for me in Carolina as well, and played all nine positions of the game. So I knew wherever I put him, he was going to be fine. I said, hey, where are you more comfortable, third or second? He said second. So got the job done. And Yerzy played some first base last year, so it was an easy fit there.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. had not played in the outfield since, for you, in 2021. He made four starts. How did he end up in the outfield in the first place? Because it was only a little blip in his career.
Well, it was one of those things when I was out in the outfield and just out there, you know, watching him shag, and the guy can move. I mean, nicknamed himself the Flash. I think we've talked about that. So he's got some speed, and he's got a good arm. So it was one of those things, hey, you know, if this guy, you know, a lot, just to show versatility back then, it was like, you know, if he can play the outfield and play some first base, if the guy's hitting, you know, you go to the higher levels, it's just having extra versatility. But he had two plays, made them both, caught them both.
On this team, you have a lot of guys who are very versatile. We've talked about this a lot this year, that you have guys that can play in the dirt, guys that can play in the outfield. How important is that, not just to start the year, but now when you're in a situation where, hey, if you're able to play and you're able to play a position, you're going to be in the lineup?
It's very important. And at the higher levels, I mean, you know, when they get up to AAA and the big leagues, I mean, we want to make sure they're able to play all these positions. So the first time they're, you know, we've seen it where a guy goes out there, hey, they're in the big leagues playing a position for the first time. So I think having that versatility, you know, is good for them as a player to up their value. And for me as a manager, it makes my job a lot easier just firing them out there, being confident.
Wes Clark has not played yet this week. Eric Brown Jr. left with an injury a couple of days ago. How are both of them doing?
They're getting there. Got better news on Wes. Hopefully we get him back sooner. And then waiting on Brown. Hopefully he's okay and out a limited time. But it stinks to have those guys out of the lineup.
Brand new guy to the organization today and to the Shuckers as of about an hour and a half ago as of VP time. Justin Dearden joining the organization, a guy that you managed against when he was in Fayetteville in the Astros system. What's it like having him now in this clubhouse?
I'm looking forward to seeing him. The last time I saw him was in Fayetteville. And had a legendary beard, so I'm still hoping he has that beard. He'll be on the all-beard team there with Carlson and the crew. So, he's got some power in the bat, good hitter, got some speed, and really looking forward to having him. 10 home runs in AAA last year, so we got another banger in the lineup.
Well, how important is that to have that in the middle of the lineup? When everybody's healthy, you could pair him and Wes Clark and Ernesto Martinez Jr., all three guys who hit the ball exceptionally hard, and as we saw yesterday from Ernesto, hit it pretty far too.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Ernesto, is when he makes contact, it's unbelievable. I mean, the exit velos, and, you know, we've talked about this in a previous interview, but a very exciting player to watch. And to add a guy like Dearden, it's going to be fun to watch and get him going.
Well, and six in a row is always a lot of fun, too, right?
Always.
Joe, thanks so much.
Hey, glad to be here.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and Lookouts at 6:35.